بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed a few of the false beliefs and practices of the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers of Makkah Mukarrama. And amongst them was that they had earmarked, they had selected, they had put aside certain animals, and they had declared them or deemed them to be impermissible. As an example, they would say that if a certain camel had fathered a certain number of offspring, then this camel now has to be retired. We are not allowed to use it for work. We are not allowed to use it to ride upon it as a conveyance. Likewise, a certain animal reaches a certain age, then this is only suitable for the menfolk to consume. The woman amongst our community cannot eat from this animal. And like this, they had instituted many of these practices without having any basis for it, without being informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. This was just their own thoughts, their own desires that they were following. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to them that فِيمَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ, in all the wahi, all the revelation that has come to me, I do not find these restrictions. Yes, there are a few restrictions. If an animal is maita, is carrion, or there is flowing blood, that blood will now be impure. Likewise, if there is some animal that has been offered as a sacrifice to some deity other than Allah, and Allah's name was not taken upon it, this also will be impermissible. Lahmu khinzir, the meat of a swine, pork, this will also be impermissible. But other than this, there are no such restrictions that you have placed, that if the animal is a certain age or has fathered so many children, etc., then it can't be consumed. So the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama had then made the statement that you are saying that in your deen all these restrictions are not there, but how is it that the people of the book, the Yahud, the Jews, who are also following a divine book, a divine religion, as you are following one, how is it that in their deen, their way of life, there are so many restrictions, so many types of animals are not allowed for consumption, and you are claiming now that in your deen, your Quran, all of this is permissible? So how is this consistent? So in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now clarifies that when it came to the Yahud, the Jews, then these animals that were made impermissible, forbidden for them, this was not the original law. Originally, all animals were permissible, very much like in our deen, where there are very few restrictions as far as what you are allowed to consume and what you are not allowed to consume. However, due to the Yahud transgressing, breaking the commands of Allah, and in the fifth para in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the reasons behind it. Due to their transgression, Allah had then made certain animals impermissible for them. So in Surah An-Nisa, Allah discusses because of their consumption of interest, and because they would usurp the wealth of others, and they would hinder people from the path of Allah, and all of these crimes and transgressions, Allah then made certain animals haram upon them. But this was not the original law. Originally, their deen was such that there were no such restrictions as we find in the deen and the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah speaks about this, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرٍ, that we had made impermissible for the Jews every animal that did not have a split hoof. In other words, Mufassirin have mentioned the ostrich, the camel, likewise the duck which has webbed feet. These were all made impermissible for the Jews. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ, and when it came to their cattle and their smaller livestock, sheep and goats, then حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُحُومَهُمَا, we had made impermissible for them the fat of these animals, except if the fat was one of three types, إِلَّا مَا حَمَلَتْ ظُهُورُهُمَا, if it was attached to the back of the animal, أَوِ الْحَوَايَا, or it was attached to the intestines of the animal, أَوْ مَخْتَلَطَ بِعَظْمِ, or it was attached to the bone of the animal. But apart from these three categories, that which is attached to the back, the intestine, or the bone, apart from this, the fat of these animals, if it came from any other portion of the body, or was attached to any other piece or cut of meat, then this was made impermissible for them. And Allah explains the reason, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ, we had given them this as a recompense for their transgression. In other words, this was not the original law. So this cannot now be imposed on the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, Allah then says, verily, indeed, we are truthful. When we pass a judgment or when we mention something to you in this Quran, then there is absolutely no doubt regarding its truthful nature. This is not just some made-up story, but this was the reason for these things becoming impermissible for the Jews. And then Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ, if these people still belie you, they still regard you as a liar, فَقُلْ, then say to them, رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ, your Rabb has vast mercy. Your Rabb is one who is vastly merciful. And what is meant by this, Alama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah mentions, this is in reality a veiled threat and warning to these people, that Allah is the one who has vast mercy, yet despite your transgression, He is not punishing you. This is just His mercy that is temporarily coming upon you. Eventually, when He decides to place His jaza, His recompense, His punishment upon you, then وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُهُ عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, His adab, His punishment will not be repelled, will not be averted from that qawm, that group of people who transgressed. So do not think that you are being given respite and the fact that you are not being punished right now, despite your idol worship, despite you instituting all of these practices which are false, which are baseless, and you are not being punished for it. Do not think that this is because you are on the right track. This is an indication that you are upon haqq. No. This is the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just coming upon you temporarily. Eventually, when His punishment does come, then this will not be averted. The lesson, once again, my dear brothers, is that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and perfect. Every law, every command, every prohibition, every halal and haram, it has already been explained to us in the Quran, in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot institute anything from our side, regardless of our feelings, our emotions, regardless even of our logic, our rationale. We are obliged to adhere to what is in the Quran and the hadith. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.